seconded that we approve minutes from the last meeting as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Before we get started here, anybody that comes up, you're obligated to eat chocolate. So, just so you know. All right? Butch, let's go to work.
Did you guys score?
Oh, man, did we score.
Yeah.
Help yourselves, please.
I push them over.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You might have to spread them out in front of them.
Yeah,
there you go. Good work. All right.
Just think of it as gold.
garbage.
Who's garbage?
I used to have one over here, too. But
I had a meeting with the Forest Service and about different things about fixing up roads and stuff. This guy, what was that guy's name, man?
Richard Stem.
Richard Stem seemed to think there was gravel at the barge pit going up there.
Oh, that's the engineer, yeah. Mike.
Michael Altman.
Anyway, it seemed like there might be, so we'll have to wait till spring now to do some test holes. But on the barge pit where that ice used to give us problems, it's already probably 4 foot thick.
Oh,
I'll be the back of that anchor action we talked about before.
Starts on the bottom.
So, yeah, it's caved in a couple places where it's warmed up, but already it's built up like that. So
interesting.
We got another issue we're going to have in Bondurant. Up there by Banny Bolton's old place. Billy fixed that road up a couple years ago. It's a good thing here. That road would be flooded now. So we're going to probably have to go in that creek. I don't know if we got to get a deal from the Corps, but we'll find out.
I would assume.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a sandbar, a gravel bar washed up there. Let's push that water out, and it's out in the flats. So it just keeps building. And that thing would be, everybody would be in big trouble right now if I had to fix that roadway.
What creek is that?
Jack Creek.
Okay.
It's just a big gravel bar washed up, I guess, and changed it. So
okay.
We're going to have to do something. Somebody's going to have to do something. I don't know, if we don't go over the road, then it's probably going to be some private land. Victor Max, he won't care. But
right. So do we wait until it goes over the road?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
We built the road up about 3 foot.
At least.
Everybody thought it
was...
Yeah,
we got a lot of complaints
about it, but good thing we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a bog hole through there. It's been a bog hole for 50 years. You got it fixed up and built up. And really good thing. It would have been a big trouble. It would have probably been under about a foot by now. So... talking with Mark the other day about up there at the Bar Cross, trying to get that hill knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
They said if we would lower that speed limit, that they would go ahead and knock the hill down. It's like 5 miles an hour or something, wasn't it, Mark?
From 55 to 45?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that at all.
I don't see that that's an issue.
No, I just let them knock down the hill.
Knock down the hill and drop them.
Except that it still doesn't fit, so they're back to the drawing board. So we'll see. I mean, they were trying to get it to fit in their cute little plan, but it doesn't.
You mean the spoil to use it somewhere?
No.
The corners.
To meet the 55 mile an hour.
The corners are
meet the corner specs.
Oh.
And that the problem is the landscape architect turned in the plan before the engineer had it drawn. Anyway.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, they're working on it still.
Yeah. It won't be that important to have it 55 if the hill's knocked down. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't like us getting run at the hill anyway.
Well,
you have to zoom around them willows and can't see. You just take hope nobody's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Keep us posted.
I guess Billy's got some bids he probably ought to do.
Equipment? Can the equipment, this year's kind of tough year because the economy's doing good and there's kind of a delay in getting equipment. So the stuff I'm showing you today is stuff that some of it is available. Well, one piece is available now. The other stuff, it looks like it'll be anywhere, there's the best they can tell me, June to September to get. But on the, it's slots that are already allocated, so we will get pricing as of now. Anything after the first of the year is going to go up 8 to 15%. Wow. I'm not sure. Wow. And they figure from the dates they quoted me on stuff, you're talking probably another 3 months on top of that. Okay. They just, you know, they staff down, and now with the hurricanes and all this stuff in the economy, it's booming. So equipment's hard.
So if we commit now, we've got that price. Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very good.
So put together, this is quotes that I got, bids I got. Took me a little bit to get trade values and stuff like that, but these are what we pay.
This is what you emailed to us, right?
Right at the top one.
Yeah.
Well, that's the next one. Yeah.
You get one right here.
One more.
You got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, on the right now, I've been struggling. The stuff that we, was just the stuff that we're having issues with. And that, the stuff we're having issues with, is both our dozers. Since the beginning of summer, I haven't been able to keep them running. The one got hit by lightning. It's been a nightmare. The other one has been doing okay, but it went down. It's got hydraulic issues, so it's in the shop. Got parts ordered, but they're back ordered, so we're down for a while with that. The other one, we thought we had fixed. The crusher, we got the crusher at Cora. We're ready to go. I just don't have enough pushed up. The crusher, you know, especially the Cora, will put out 700 ton an hour. It takes a pretty good dozer to keep up with it. Right now, that's my weak link. I can't push enough to. So we run, then we stop.
Okay.
The dozer, I was switching one to break down. We switch. Well, now they're both down. So
and that's with the D7.
That's with the D7.
Okay. And you run for a while, then you stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, these, you know, they're 03, 05s. The one that got hit by lightning, we think we get it fixed. It has not run since. It got hit, we're thinking, around the last week in July. It probably hasn't run 3 days.
Hmm.
And we've been throwing money at it, trying to, and they think they get it. It keeps overheating. It has wiring issues. That's my weak link,
yeah,
right there.
Would it make any sense to trade them both in?
I think so, because they're, you know, they're both old. They're both, they're costing us. And I just got on the computer today, not with the recent stuff with the fire, you know, and with the lightning bolt. You know, since they've been off warranty, and these both had 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranties on them. Since then, the one that got hit by lightning is cost us $82,990 just in service.
What time frame is that, Billy?
What's that?
What time frame is that?
That would be from 2014 till now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And cost how much, Billy?
$82,990.
Okay.
This other dozer, It needs an undercarriage. So you're figuring $50,000 in that.
Yeah.
So we've already spent $59,509 with it, not including the $8,000 it's gonna be for this pump. So they're getting where they're not dependable. If you had a fire or something like that, it may go, but it could get up there and puke, you know. I mean, they're just getting where they're so, I mean, all summer long, neither one of them have made it a week without breaking down. And, I mean, you can't, it's just, they're just, they've been, you know, they've been in the dump, you know, we've used them over there pushing trash. They're getting to be one of our, this, you know, and everything I put together here is stuff that we're having issues with. The other thing was the roller, it's got some motor problems, it's got vibration problems. It was down most of the summer, so we were out there rotate rollers, trying to keep up with the blades. I've got enough crew now where we're running 4 and 5 crews at times, so I need these rollers. And then the only other thing was the belly dumps, and them are just, I can't get them DOT, the frames are cracked, they're rusted.
You don't pack prices yet?
I got one set of prices, but I think we can do a little better than these prices.
Okay.
I know it won't be over these.
Like that.
What's that?
59.
They're like 66, but I think we can get them down to into the 50s. They're just rusted. They're just, you know, they got over 500,000 miles on them.
I've seen them. You put your hand through.
Yeah, and the frames are all broken, so I can't get them DOT'd.
Patched them along.
Yeah, so that's what I got prices on.
There'll still be about $1 million left in the budget.
So
do you want to walk us through these prices?
I will.
Hold on just a sec. Mac, did you have a question?
Yeah. My question is, how long has the county had two dozers?
Well, I've been here going on 20 years, and we've always had
two dozers. Okay.
Yeah.
My recommendation, we need an aid for the crusher to keep up with it. My specs on the aid, because of the suspension and stuff I want for pushing, Cat's the only one that meets the spec. So this one, they found, it's available. We could have it in 2 weeks. The price on this, if we order it, will be 8% more. And they told me we'd have to pay for it before we ordered it, because that's why there's such a demand for 8s and above on dozers right now, that we'd have to pay for it before we ordered it and expect a year. This one's on the ground. It's available.
Okay. So Billy, question on that. Does it have the adjustability on the dozer for plowing snow?
It don't have the U. On the big ones, you gotta have a U frame to put them. So you don't want to push dirt with those. Right now, there's none available, so they didn't really have a price. But you know, we can rent them, or we can try to find a used one. This is the price without the U.
This has a semi U.
Yeah,
which is what you would want for the crusher.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Commissioner Burnett.
So, Billy, what you're saying is, if we were to order a new one, at next year prices, it's going to cost us approximately $60,000 more.
Correct.
And we're going to have to pay that entire amount of money up front.
That's what they told me.
If we take what they have available, not only will we save the $60,000, but we won't have to pay for it till we get it.
And it's available, which is like 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks.
So we're still
in your yard, ain't it?
It's one that they got from another dealer, but it meets our specs. It's the only one in the Western United States.
I guess my point is, to order one is going to cost us $60,000 more. We don't get it for a year. We're also going to lose the interest on the 700 and something thousand that we
exactly
have to pay for it now.
And there's a problem with pre-pan. Statutorily, we're supposed to pay for goods and services we've received.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to avoid prepayment on anything.
So basically, we're prepaying for something we don't get till the next
Exactly. But why they're doing that is because I said, so geez, we never had to do this before. And he said, well, right now there's such a demand and people are, but they're worried about what the economy is going to do, mm-hmm. and they don't want it. And then when they come in, because there's such a delay in getting them, then so if you want one, they're going to make you pay for
so
it.
So they're afraid if the economy goes the other way.
Exactly.
People are going to take them when they get them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they're, because there's such a lag in getting them. And then on the trade, and this is the one that got hit by lightning, is $138,000. The other one, they only want to give us $98,000 cat
debts. What? The one with the undercarriage?
The other debt.
Because of the undercarriage?
Because of the undercarriage.
Okay.
Yeah. The D7, the cat's price, now this one here, and it's, we'd have to order it, but it's slotted. So it's on order that meets our spec, but you're still talking probably October, September, October to get it, but it will fall because it is already in on order that we can get it without the 8-15%.
We have to prepay for it?
No, because it's slotted. The dealer has it coming to them, but it ain't sold. But deer met our spec. And they were higher on the dozer, on their dozer, but they'll give us $150,000 trade. And cats only give us $98,000, so that knocks that price down to $456,000 where cats $502,000. And it meets our spec.
Do you have a preference?
No, because it's got the same frame that the 7 fence the cat has. Mm-hmm. So I think it would do the same job.
It's like Ford and Chevy people, you know. Do you guys like cats better than anything else? Or?
You know, I've had good luck with my deers. Okay. I can't say nothing bad about them. Okay. I don't know. When I first got here, we had deer dozers, and they were fine. I don't know how. All I do know is, we got the full warranty for 7 years. Everything.
It's got more horsepower, too.
It's actually got more horsepower than this 7. I think it would be fine. I really don't know much about it.
Is it the same type of situation where they have it available? We wouldn't.
Yeah, this one's available.
We don't have to prepay.
We're looking at, no, it's slotted. They got it. It's ordered. So this is the price we pay. He said their date for this one to come in is like July 10th on that one.
Okay. So on that one, Mary, could we pay for it June 30th?
Well, we would either pay for it, cut the check and hold it until we got the dozer, or we just move the money forward to the new budget.
Okay.
And I do that. A lot of times we'll have commitments that we haven't taken care of, we haven't received, and we just move it to the new budget. So it's not a biggie. Prepaying is a big deal.
Okay, so roller.
And then the roller.
Looks like the deer too, huh?
The cat roller and the one we're trading in, cat will give us $34,000, but it's the price of the roller was $195,282.13. Deer, their loader came in at $136,576, and they'll give us $24,000, but they are $60,000.
Is there any difference in quality between the two?
I've had good luck with the hams. I haven't had, we got two hams right now. They're 2010s. I've had nothing go, just some hoses,
yeah.
Minor stuff.
Yeah.
They run good. I haven't had any issues, and they're getting close to 5,000 hours now. So I can't say nothing bad about them. Yeah. I haven't had no problem with them.
I know on them cats you put out on how many of them rubber doors.
The cat, the vibration system on them. They
pieces.
We have issues. Cat rollers are more comfortable. They are. They're If you say what I've had more problems with, I've had more problems with my cat rollers than my hams. My hams have been going.
And that's a $65,000 difference, for heaven's
sake. Exactly. That is
quite a difference.
Holy exactly.
Cow. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
55.
Yep.
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and order D8 cat with including the trade at a price of $609,272. A John Deere 1050K dozer, including the trade for a price of $456,356.38. And a John Deere ham roller, including the trade at a price of $106,656.75.
Second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the purchase of the equipment as presented by Road and Bridge. Further discussion? Go ahead.
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman. With Billy's investigation looking at this, we're saving $101,000 total with going with John Deere between the roller and the cat. And then I think looking at the eight, it's safe to say we're probably going to save $60,000 over next year prices and not have to deal with the prepay. So it seems to me that's the way to go.
Yeah. Commissioner Noble, you have a comment.
I guess just a question mostly. Andy touched on it earlier. Do you need both dozers all the time?
I think so. Now with this crusher and with hiring these guys and getting them trained, I mean, that's where they're going to be, and they know that. So we're going to make some gravel. We're going to keep this crusher going. That eight's going to be there. So everything else we need done, fires, snow, everything else, I'm going to try to just use the seven. Right now, we're always using two dozers. I try to, there's always stuff going on other pits. They were cleaning up, reclaiming that.
Dozing up pit round.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how we could do with just one dozer to keep up with everything.
Well, if you have one dozer and you're using it for multiple use, you're basically shutting down the crusher every time.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there was a fire and they wanted to, I know we could say we ain't going to go, but if we did decide we had to go, there we go.
We never turned them down.
Yeah, we never have. So,
just a discussion. You do have the Komatsu dozer, right?
The five, the little one.
So, I guess what I'm getting at is there any chance that we could trade both sevens on the eight and downscale one dozer is my question.
I don't think, not running that crusher full all the time. I don't see us being able to. The five, we use it for finish work, ditching, snow catching.
It gets a lot
like
of work
that.
Too.
But it couldn't.
Little jobs, it's handy.
It can't push enough dirt to.
It's not heavy enough.
And that D5 is, it's made to push snow, right?
Yeah, it's got six weight on it and everything. It's light. Yeah. It's a small dozer. We use it for slope, when we're doing our roads or ditching, we'll go and ditch in the road, stuff like that. It's little.
okay. So with the purchase of these two, we should be able, just an expectation from me anyhow, is we should have gravel coming out of our ears.
We're doing it.
All the pits will be full.
I think so.
Do we have the crew? Is the crew in place?
We hired crusher guys. Good. We're good.
Good. Go ahead, Butch.
Out of our pits so far, $6, we've used over $10 million worth.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead. Commissioner Rawhauser.
Just listening to what everybody's saying is that we can upgrade to a D8, we can upgrade to a D7 plus the D8, or we could keep the old D7 that wasn't hit by lightning and still pour money down a rat hole. We have money in the budget to do both and still have more than $1 million left in that account.
Yeah.
Where it's not like we're borrowing money to do this.
Right.
Am I correct, Barry? Okay.
So my comment to what Mac's saying, are you going to come back this spring and want more equipment?
No, this is it.
This is it for this year's budget?
Well,
other than the belly dogs.
Which I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So you're not going to come back and want grader or something?
No.
There's a Murphy factor. Something like...
Oh, I understand that. I understand that. If it can, it will.
Dang
that's
that
fine.
Murphy.
I just wanted to
talk about
it. No.
Okay,
no,
and
this
by...
This is the stuff that we're having a lot of issues with right now.
The equipment or how much
is
the equipment?
Okay. 2.4. Yeah, it was 2.4. Right.
Okay, and by my calculations, we'll just be just a little under half, taking half out of our what we budgeted for equipment. Okay. Any further discussion here? Motion on the table to purchase the equipment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimous.
What did you get, Mark?
So they've torn out the fence on Big Piney. On Espenshade's up there on Middle Piney, they've set the corner posts in, and come spring, they'll put the wire in. Rocks, I think Teletractors and Wright Brothers are done for the year. Last I knew, Bennett was still up there, so that's three contracts.
Did you get as many out of there as you thought you might?
You know, they're working on it, but they haven't heard it real bad yet.
Well, have you seen it?
I haven't even been.
It really looks
yet.
Good.
It does.
Does it?
Good. I took a tour.
Good.
Yes. No, they haven't heard it.
But they haven't made a big dent.
All that wasn't them Quaker trees up from that corner? They got them all cleaned up.
Good.
Remember where we were.
All right. Good deal. So that has just been on the BLM.
Yes. Side.
We've not but, even.
Mike Jackson sent all that stuff to the Forest Service.
Okay, yeah.
And he's going to look it over. He was worried about, I don't remember what all it was, but he was worried about it. And I said, well, BLM's good with it.
Yeah.
So he thought it might work. So Mike sent him all the stuff.
Good.
Permits, everything. And
okay.
Engineer fees, everything that we had to do with it
yeah.
went to the Forest Service.
Okay.
So
very good.
They'll probably do it also.
Okay. Anything else, Mark?
The easement from Central Federal Lands only covers the Forest Service lands.
Okay.
It doesn't cover the BLM lands.
Right.
Mike has been in conversation with Tracy, and they got Bill involved, and I think they have a solution, and I think they're going to get it worked out by maybe February. So.
Good.
That part is in motion, I think.
Okay. Cautiously optimistic.
Yes.
So we can get that easement straightened out.
Yes.
But we will still be plowing that road without an easement.
Mm-hmm. We have all
yeah,
these years.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mark, how did that, do you know how that came about? I mean, you would think automatic Central Federal Lands would have.
It's a little bit different with between the two agencies, the Forest Service and the BLM. The Forest Service can give a right-of-way and the BLM can give a permit. It's a little bit different, and so Mike looking at that or reading through has been working with them, and I think they're headed where everybody wants them to go. So.
Okay.
I don't think we'll have any thing to do with the stuff in the right-of-ways, like rocks, and there's a lot of issues we don't have control of, and I don't think we ever did.
Yeah.
On government stuff.
Okay. Anything else, Mark?
That's all that I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Skyler, you got anything for us today?
Not really. Just
good.
BLM is carrying on. That would be for Dennis.
Okay. Perfect. Commissioner Noble?
Did you guys have your meeting with the BLM on the pit conversation?
No, I mean,
with the Dry Basin?
With the community pit subject?
Yeah. No. I know Corey was, I know Mike, me and Mike talked, and Corey was going to get with him, or, you know, because he's
Mike, so, Mike talked to Corey, and Corey was going to get things straightened out, so.
We were trying, but no, we haven't got the meeting scheduled yet. Corey was going to talk to him first, and then see where, because it's not a community pit. I mean, it's, you know, it's just what he's, the agreement that he had with Greg Noble and stuff on that, so.
It's all on him.
Yeah.
I guess keep us updated. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, yeah. He knows as of like right now. I mean, you know, he's got to have the paperwork to, if he gets caught in there by the BLM, you know, he's the one that's, you know, because they know our side of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just have, yeah, a lot of questions we'll discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that then. Okay, very good. And just remember, if you don't take any chocolate, we will remember you at budget season.
Here you go, Bush. Good job.
So.
Good job.
there's a whole pile here.
Thanks for the candy. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You have to get, they're yours now. You touched them.
All right. Billy, why don't you go on with waste management?
Okay.
Then?
Well, we're doing good down there. A couple weeks ago we had our first inspection. I was kind of, I didn't know what to expect really.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out really good. Kent Simon was the inspector, and he says it's night and day from what it was. We're doing everything. The C&D pit looked good. He likes the way we're doing our loose fill. Couldn't have gone any better. I mean, good. Everything. So I was relieved with that. So he did say that he pretty much inspects all the landfills in Wyoming, and we're definitely, as of now, one of the cleanest, and our pits look as good as any of them in Wyoming. So
good.
I thought that was really good.
Excellent. You know, honestly, and that says goes a long way into saying about your organization of that outfit, Billy. So on behalf of the commission, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Other than that, we've made three more windscreens. We're keeping up on kind of, I'm working to get our Raven permit renewed. Got cold, so we have about 400 ravens right now.
They're controlled with just poison, right?
You can shoot them.
Okay.
They're kind of wanting us to try some cannons. I'm looking into, they're like $199, $200 a cannon, and they run on propane. But the wildlife guy was telling me that you do have to kill a few to make, because they get smart. They know it's just a boom.
Just a bang.
And but if you kill a few and then boom, then it keeps them. But yeah, they're it's amazing. Before we can get it covered, and we don't leave much uncovered. You know, we keep up on it, but them ravens will come in, and everything that's pinned, the compactor pins the trash down. I mean, they'll come right in behind the compactor, and they're looking, so they start pulling and looking for stuff. And
it doesn't take long,
amazing.
Does it?
They're pretty. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much trash they can get going in the wind. But we're keeping up on it. We're getting it all cleaned up. Working on the ravens. Other than that, I had some stuff I talked to Mary about. The 938 loader had, it came when we bought it, solid tires, and it's the rim, the rim and tires all solid. And the way you run them is you rotate them every 6 months or so to keep them, because they wear down, especially where this is the one we use in the bale house, push the trash up that we're baling. On pavement, your front ones always wear more because the loader's four-wheel drive and stuff. Well, the last 4 years they have been rotated. So the front ones are like this much. Well, the loader, it's starting to wear out the gears in the front. So then we're leaking and everything. So we looked at, so we're going to put new tires, new. And you should never have to buy tires from. They last forever if you rotate them, because they're really expensive.
Okay.
But there's nothing we can do.
Gotcha.
There's over 2 inches.
You'll just have to buy new tires. Okay.
But from now on, we'll rotate them. And
should
it
last.
The last 4 years, they never got rotated.
Gotcha. Commissioner Burnett, you had a comment.
So speaking of tires, when do we take our last free tires?
Oh, well, here, I'll tell you about tires. People know that the price is going up. We've had a lot of tires come in. We've been hauling about 2 trips a week, but I think there's more right now coming in than we're getting.
Yeah.
But I think once we get past the first, then it'll.
So no more free tires after the
end
of this month.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So just to recap what we already know, I had one of the contractors come up to me. He said that, oh, yeah, the rumor is that MSW is going up after the first of the year and so on and forth. And I assured him that that was not the case, but we would start charging for things that we haven't been charging for, tires.
Right. MSW and the C&D, we're going to go up on that in 2019.
Okay.
It's all posted. I got them up on the windows. Okay. And
what are we going up to in 2019?
Mary's got that right.
So in 2019.
And we're saved on the MSW. We're staying the same. So. The MSW and C&D staying the same
in 2019.
Everything, we're just going to start charging for stuff that we don't charge.
Right. I told him. He said, well, everything's going to, the price is going to go up at the first of the year. No. He says, well, it's going to go up the first of the year, 2019. I said, not MSW
C&D. MSW or C&D.
Right.
It stays the same. Everything else, the only thing going up this year is tires.
And I asked him, I said, did you get a sheet from Billy? And he said, yes. And I said, that's what you go by.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, I think we'll be fine as long as we start charging for the other stuff that we're not charging for.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Commissioner Noble?
I think you're all going to have a stroke when I say this, but
the load take your ass to hell.
Yeah.
How much are the tires roughly? How old is the loader? Are we better off to trade it in?
Holy crap.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
Have your stroke. I'm just saying.
There is a Santa Claus, Virginia.
Those numbers. Because if it's 10 years old and we're going to put $50,000 worth of tires on it, that don't make sense.
About half that for the tires.
25. Will you look into that, please?
I will.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have your stroke.
Thank you.
Oh, it's old.
How's the used compactor that we got?
It's awesome.
Good.
Haven't had any problems. It works. It pins. It's got the new pin system on it, so it's pinning the trash way better, compacting way better, running like a top. It's made life 100 times better because we're not spending 4 hours a day trying to, and we're not getting the blowing trash, the old ones in C&D. It's
good.
You know, like I said, I never understood why we did that.
But it wasn't easy for me.
Okay.
To have them two pins. We could have put them right next to each other with one compactor one done. But it's there now. So.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Anything else, Billy?
No. Everything's going good.
Okay. Well, this is a new, you were with Road and Bridge. This is waste management, so you have to take chocolate from this one too.
Okay, well, two more.
Good job.
job. Hey, Andy has a bucket. You can try
it. No, I don't. My bucket's mine, and it's going home. I dumped all the crap out of it so I could get the bucket.
No, he takes a bucket. He took the garbage.
All right, excellent. Well, let's
Merry
take
Christmas, Billy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Let's take a little break.
How are you, Mr. Pot?
Yeah.
How are you, Mr. Sink?
Don't let our food over.
That's right. Oh, go stir. Yeah, really.
I